This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
What is up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing today? It's hump day. Although it feels like it should be Friday and Monday all at the same time. I don't know if you all are experiencing that as I am. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great show. Lots of stuff to talk about today. We want to talk about this together. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And that is because Civic Media is all about real news and great conversation. This is the place for that great conversation. You can also take us everywhere you are. Download that Civic Media app from wherever you like to get your apps. It is free. And then you've got Civic and me on the go everywhere you are. Let's jump right in today. Just a little highlight reel of where I plan to take us all this afternoon in our discussions. I left off yesterday with one of my favorite callers, a guy by the name of Gary, and he was expressing his dismay at being called a Nazi because he voted for Donald Trump, and he was taking offense to that. We're going to start there because I think it actually presents us an opportunity to think a bit about, well, why would someone call a Donald Trump supporter a Nazi? What are they actually saying? And why are they saying it? And okay, if we can have that discussion, if we can talk about difficult things with people we disagree with, that has to be important. That has to be part of our great conversation, right? Name calling, certainly not helpful, but what is the name calling about? I also find it a little weird that someone would be complaining about being called a Nazi when Donald Trump literally calls people names every day, all day. I mean, even the guy that he made his Secretary of State, that's little Marco, right? Like, this is Donald Trump's brand. This is Donald Trump's party. He's the name caller of all name callers. But we're going to start with that. I want to then talk about what I'm going to describe as the information environment that we're all existing in. There's a lot of ink being written about this. This, to me, is one of the four or five explainers for the Trump election, in addition to what I'm just going to call a Democratic branding or messaging failure. So we're going to talk about that information environment because it is the information environment that has begat a guy like Eric Hovde claiming that, he couldn't possibly have lost the election to Senator Tammy Baldwin, which is weird because it happens to be the nearly exact same margin by which Ron Johnson beat Mandela Barnes. And former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, frequent guest of the show, good friend, he conceded the day after the election. So what's up with Eric Hovde? So we're going to talk about that environment, that information environment. You might even call it the information swamp, if you will, right? Like, hey, Donald Trump wants to drain the swamp. Maybe we should start with the information swamp that we all seem to be struggling through these days. And if we can get there, we're going to play a little game, and I promise I'll tie it all together for you, put a nice little bow on it. But we're going to play a little game this afternoon, and that is, hey, tell me a story about the time you met somebody famous, and or do you have 60 degrees of separation from Donald J. Trump, the 47th president of the United States? Because late yesterday evening when Donald J. Trump announced his appointee for the position of defense secretary, I realized I'm within 6 degrees of separation from Donald J. Trump, and I'm actually less than 6 degrees away from Donald J. Trump. I will explain before the show is out, so get ready your stories of famous people you've met and or do you have 6 degrees of separation from Donald J. Trump, and shaking his hand, which he doesn't do a lot of, or being at one of his rallies does not count. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Andrew from Maine texting in. Hi, Andrew. Always good to hear from you, saying, did someone call Gary a Nazi or is Gary just equating himself with Trump? Ha ha, I got the joke. Love it. Matt from Middleton. Well, Gary, you may not be a Nazi, but if you are a Nazi, the Republican Party under Trump is a good place for you. Charlottesville, anyone? So let's just jump right in there. I think that's a good a place center. And Gary, if you're out there and you're listening, my friend, I am more than happy to put you on the phone lines and have this discussion for me. But if you aren't listening or you don't feel like calling, I'm just going to use you as a very handy foil to begin our conversation today. And I thank you for that, sir. I think Matt from Middleton referring to the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally is an apt point. The Unite the Right rally was not just about white supremacy and far-right extremism writ large. Far-right white supremacy, right, is explicitly racist, and it takes much of its thinking and ideology from Nazism. So that's, you know, how the crumbs get connected. Now, I've said this before. Donald Trump is overtly racist, sexist, homophobic, and xenophobic. Overtly, it's part of his brand. I don't think most people who voted for him would call themselves those words. So what's the disconnect? Like, Gary's getting offended, right? Because Trump supporters have been called Nazis or racists or anti-Semitic, right? Well, so you're not those things, then help me get through why there is a justifiable reason to support a guy that is, again, racist, homophobic, sexist, xenophobic, that built that into his brand. I think that's the piece where people have a problem. And listen, I also find it a little troubling when I hear these sorts of complaints from the right. When I see trucks rolling down the street in our neighborhoods with huge, enormous flags a-flying that say things like, let's go, Brandon, which is code for, you know, fudge you, Joe Biden, right? Like, there is an in-your-facedness about Trumpism that is designed to offend. Its purpose is to offend. Its purpose is to incite both supporters and to, frankly, quote, own the libs, right? When we're talking about folks on the left. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My good friend, Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the air. What do you have to say, my friend?
Maggie, for the in-your-face stuff, because we've got it, you know, that I've read a lot on, you know, not a lot, but I've read some on Nazi Germany, a lot of the language that they use. And, I mean, the sexism and the racism and this whole, one of the things that's just been troubling me and, you know, troubling my women friends I've talked about, the whole your body, my choice. And I've seen a proposed response to that is, your face, my fist. And I thought a more appropriate response is, your balls, my knee. Because women need to...
Go ahead, Mark. Thank you for the chuckle. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, that's the response I got from a friend of mine, a former girlfriend that I've known for 36 years, I'm still dear friends with, that just saw her and her 101-year-old father yesterday, who recognizes Donald Trump for what he is.
Yeah.
And that, and it's just a shame that he's on his way out now. And those, so many of those people that fought against the Nazis are, confronting a president who may not actually, you know, be a Nazi, but he certainly echoes a lot of the fascist language, you know, including the misogyny that was based in the Nazi and fascist philosophy that women are here to produce, you know, strong, healthy children for the Reich, and that echoes back to ancient Sparta, where women were supposed to be strong and healthy to produce soldiers for the kingdom of Sparta, or the state of Sparta, or the city of Sparta, whichever you want to define it. And what's unique there with the new defense secretary, who does not like the
women in combat. Yes, we'll get to our good friend soon enough. Yeah. I hear. Go ahead, Mark. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
Yeah, and the Spartan, I mean, it was brothers in arms meant more than just brothers, you know, with spears they were carrying, you know, with spears, you know, with swords they were carrying. It was and they wouldn't have defined it as such as homosexual, but their initial love interest was other men, and that it is remarkable that that's not recognized by our military, that some of our military leaders, that they kind of overlook that little fact, where they would wanting to keep both, would keep, you know, gay men out of the military or women out of the military, when Israel actually has women in combat units. And this new guy, this Hegsworth guy, the image that occurs to me, there's an old Far Side cartoon where a guy was exiting the restroom and a flashing sign above the restroom was said, "Didn't wash hands." And apparently this guy is not only is he a pig for not washing his hands, apparently he's a serial adulterer, just like Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like the cabinet of adulterers in many respects, especially with Kristi Noem coming onto the scene. Thanks for the call. That is Mark from Prairie du Sac, regular caller. Glad to hear from you, my friend. You want to get in on the action here for these great conversations? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's a little weak sauce, in my humble opinion, for conservatives to complain about name calling. And the reality is, you know, again, as a reminder, this is Maggie's summary of what happened in 2024. Very real existential angst over people's future. That was a real feeling that motivated many Trump voters, whether it was about safety concerns, real or imagined, or whether it was about economic uncertainty and the feeling that they're getting screwed by, quote, the system, the swamp, those people. Whatever it is, that feeling was real. And the reality is, behind that feeling, that the economic system in this country has been rigged, and rigged for a long time against the middle class. It's why we see greater income and wealth inequality today than we did back in the turn of the century, from the 18th into the 19th century, when robber barons and steel magnates dominated the U.S. ecosystem and economy. We're going to take care of some quick business.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Old man, Nana, it's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation, 855-752-4842. I'm recapping the four, and I just added a fifth, the four, now five things that combined, the five factors that combined to lead to the Donald Trump 2024 victory. Very real existential angst and economic uncertainty. That is a real thing, because the middle class has been getting screwed. Second, Donald Trump is an authentic messenger. Most politicians I can't tolerate listening to, right? Like, they sound like politicians. What a drag. Like, the message managing just doesn't ring true to people. It doesn't feel like it's coming from the gut. Donald Trump, like it or not, always sounds like it's coming from the gut, because, well, it is a random stream of consciousness narrative. Thing three, Donald Trump scapegoated Black and brown folks, women folks, the LGBTQIA community, immigrants, etc. And he put a box around all these people, all these groups that have historically not had the reins of power in this country. And he said, these are the people to blame for your feeling of fear and existential angst and anger. Blame these people. And that was the political weaponization of the long, lurid, and disgusting strain of isms that are part of American culture, whether we like to admit those things or not. It's why Donald Trump said, in response to a neo-Nazi Unite the Right movement in Charlottesville, that there were good people on both sides, right? The fourth thing is this information environment, information sewer, the information swamp. Fewer and fewer people are actually reading what is, at least attempts to be, triple-sourced, objective, fact-based journalism. They're getting their all their information on TikTok and Instagram and, of course, Twitch and Twitter, X, whatever. And guess what? Elon Musk owns one of the world's largest information purveyors. Like, we can stop worrying about Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post. Like, the problem is Elon Musk and X, right? Like, that's scary. And here's the fifth factor. And I did mention this in the days immediately following the election, but I forgot to sort of pull it together in this what I hope we all can understand is a shorthand explainer of what just happened. And it is the thing that really coalesced all of those prior four factors. And it is this idea in America that we have been sold largely by the right. This idea of false scarcity, that if your neighbor does well, you must be doing worse, that everything is zero sum, right? And that ain't true, but we believe it so down in our bellies. And when you take false scarcity and you metastasize it in this American individual, where the individual is above all else, it makes it possible to look at any policy or any politician who suggests that we have a mutual obligation to one another to treat each other with dignity and respect. You can then point to that and say, aha, socialism. But that isn't so, like, the idea that you should do what's right, that you should treat each other with kindness and respect, ain't socialism, folks. It's called morality, right? So again, just so we all got our shorthand as we continue to have this discussion and move into the discussion of the information environment, the five things: existential angst because the economy is rigged against working people, okay? Plus Donald Trump as an authentic messenger, plus factor three, I'm just going to call it the isms, and Donald Trump saying, blame all of these people who have historically been out of power or had substantially less power than the landed white male gentry of this country. Factor four, the information swamp. Factor five, false scarcity metastasized through American rugged individualism. And we will begin this conversation around the information environment, but I wanted to get one of my favorite callers. And Joe from Madison, how you doing? And what would you like to say this afternoon? I can't hear Joe, Maggie? Cardi. Oh, there you are. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Maggie. Thanks for this discussion. And thanks for starting with the very first question, which is the comment that's been said by a couple of your callers, which is that they voted for Donald Trump because they were very offended that somebody called them Nazis, because they enjoyed that rally in New York City, that they would be called Nazis. Well, boo-hoo about your fifis. Let's talk about how Trump referred to Kamala as a DEI hire. She couldn't have gotten there on her own. It was just because she was a woman. That's how she got there. So any person who is of color, disabled, a woman, they got there just because it was a quota that was filled, not because of their actual accomplishments, which is sort of comical when you think that person was, she was elected. You can't do it by quota if you're elected. She was elected to be, right? She was, you know, it's the largest state in the union, 30 million people. And she was elected twice, as I understand it, to be attorney yes. general. And then she was elected as VP. The DEI, I mean, come on now. There's no way that that has a possibility of being. But it's a good way to make the person, to diss them, to say, oh, you just got there because you're a DEI hire. You couldn't be a smart woman who's capable. I've had it. I'm done. And I'm, you know, this Nick Fuentes kind of thing. I would add on to what
yes.
Mark said. You know, I would go beyond your body, my choice. I would say your body, my gun. And my body is a temple, and I'm going to stand my ground at my temple. I'm done. I'm just really done. I'm done with J.D. Vance describing women as miserable, childless cat ladies. I mean, there's even any idea why a person has in their life chooses to have or not have children.
We got to jump in there, Joe. The conversation, these great conversations continue. Keep it locked, everybody. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment.
Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope y'all are having a good Hump Day Wednesday. It is the Civic Media Radio Network you are listening to. Come and join our conversation. We're all about real news and great conversation here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Couple of quick things. Got a great text from Steady Eddie. Always great to hear from you, Eddie. He says, Maggie, there Mark goes again. Mark from Prairie du Sac making another violent reference, a.k.a. knees to the balls. Why was that funny to you? I think it's uncalled for and not helpful when either Mark or Donald Trump uses violent rhetoric. Point taken. Here's my response in part. First of all, Nick Fuentes, a neo-Nazi, posted the morning after Donald Trump's election on X, your body, my choice. That is violent rhetoric, right? I understand that you, Steady Eddie, condemn that as well. But I don't think Mark literally meant that in a way. If he did, I disagree with that. But listen, if somebody's going to put hands on me, right? My body, their choice, I will put a knee to somebody's balls. Because that's me engaging in self-defense, right? That's defense of person. It's also a rhetorical device using the thing that Nick Fuentes posted to make that point, like, hey, what you just said was endorsing wholesale violence against women. That's what, and keep in mind, all kinds of virulent posts going up about marauding gangs of rapists and things like that. So I understand the use of that same rhetorical conceit, right? Your body, my choice, Mark and others turning on its head to say, yeah, well, my knee, your balls, etc. But I do think you are correct, Eddie, that we need to be careful about rhetoric these days, because It is an information swamp. I also, and I'm going to get to that. That is our very next topic. If you want to join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Matt from Middleton also texting in. He says, a strong progressive president, Roosevelt, was what held back the far-right Nazi movement in the 1930s. We may need those big ideas again. Couldn't agree with you more, Matt. Where did this other one go? Oh, yes. A new texter from the 608 saying, another issue to me, referring to the five reasons why Donald Trump won this election, courtesy of me, Maggie Dawn, at least this is my version of it, my summary, my 5 points. The texter from the 608 saying is, hey, also, if you shout untruths long enough, there is a percentage of the people that will eventually believe that those untruths are facts. Couldn't agree with you more, but to me, texter from the 608, that falls within reason number four, which is the information swamp. It's the Twitter of it all, if you will. And Twitter and social media and all of these algorithms are basically constant feedback loops, right? The algorithm feeds you what you want. It is a tool of confirmation bias. What is confirmation bias? It is your tendency to believe things that affirm your worldview and not just to believe things that affirm your worldview, to reject facts or view facts with suspicion if those facts tend to undermine your worldview. That is what the algorithms are. That's literally what they're designed to do, because what you will do is seek out more of the things that confirm your view of the world. That's the algorithm. This is what's creating the information swamp. Remember back in the day, I mean, I don't know if y'all are old enough, but I certainly was, when you would get the newspaper, right, and you'd open it up to the op-ed page, it would be point counterpoint right next to each other, right? It was always the pro-con. That mattered, because even if you, whichever position you disagreed with, most of us would read whichever op-ed or letter to the editor challenged our view, because it was right there in front of us. And you wanted to see, hey, how does the person that's supporting my view or my position rebut whatever the counter argument is? But we don't have an op-ed page anymore that puts facts and counter arguments that challenge our worldview, that challenge our conclusions, assumptions, et cetera, anymore in front of us. We have exactly the opposite. And that, my friends, is the information swamp. Carmella from Milwaukee, always lovely to see you on my caller list. I hope you're well. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, that is you. Go ahead.
It went blank and all of a sudden you were talking. Okay. Of course, I couldn't agree with you more on all of your points. But what I noticed probably more than a year ago was the messaging. And not just from Donald Trump, but every Republican talking head, they would say almost word for word every show they went on, every Twitter post, whatever they did. And I remember kind of being in awe of that, thinking, well, why can't the Democrats do the same thing? It's almost like they had like a morning memo or meeting saying, okay, we're going to say, you know, DEI hire, we're going to say inflation, we're going to say, you know, immigrants crossing the border, and so on and so forth. And it's very interesting what you brought up about the information and the bias. I've been noticing that also, but I think it actually started with Kellyanne Conway when she coined the phrase
alternative facts.
And then that gave permission for people to just take whoever is saying it that they like, that bias, and go with it and not investigate further. And it's been very frustrating the last few years, and especially this election cycle, trying to get that information. And you guys are wonderful. You guys will post stuff. But again, maybe that's even like biased towards what I'm looking at. And sometimes yep. I want to see the whole thing across the board. And I respect Earl Ingram. He's always listening to, you know, Republican radio and other things also, just to hear what they're saying and what their messaging is.
Carmel, excellent points, all of them. And Andy from Wausau, I know one of our conservative leaning listeners, texts in and says this to me and you, to your precise point. The information swamp works both ways. Yes and no. So to Carmela's point about sort of what I'm going to just generically term talking points, the left does that too. But the information swamp is consumed differently by different groups of people, and the lies and misinformation is different. Remember, I have little rubrics, little handy, tactics for us all to remember some things. Not all lies or rhetoric are created equal. When you identify something as a lie, remember the acronym LIAR, right? So we know it's a liar, it's untrue, it's a half-truth, right? Well, what's the impact of the lie? What is its designed purpose? What is it trying to get you to do? Is it just trying to gloss over something that was a mistake? Or is it designed to motivate you to do something? What is the acuity? So that's L, it's a lie. I is what's its impact or purpose? A, right? What is the acuity of the lie? How bad is the lie, right? Is it just shading of the truth? Is it a selective recollection or selective pulling of facts? Is it taking something out of context? The acuity of the lie matters. And then last of all, when you look at lies, what is the result that occurs from the lie? In other words, is this a really, really bad lie that results in really bad decisions, harm to others, et cetera, et cetera? That is how we evaluate or should evaluate misinformation and lies, because there is no such thing as an alternative fact, right? It's like, I wish that the next third grader waltzes into class. Hey, where's your homework, Johnny? I have an alternative fact, and that is that you already have my homework and it got an A, right? I mean, like, it's not how we should be doing things. Again, you want to join our call, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, this is really important. Thank you, Mark, for this follow-up. And I think along the lines of what I was saying in response to our friend Eddie, who pointed out, like, hey, we have to watch out for violent rhetoric. Mark says two things. Hey, if a man or anybody put hands on your daughter or partner who's a woman, what would you have them do? Perhaps a knee to the balls, if you will. And he also points out, as I should have said, Mark from Prairie du Sac wouldn't hurt a fly unless he had to do so in self-defense. Man after my own heart, that. Also, Liz from Sun Prairie texting in. She wants to add to my list of the five reasons Donald Trump was elected. Remember, existential angst that stems from the real screwing of working and poor people in the country. Donald Trump is an authentic messenger. You may hate him, but he's authentic and people think that he's saying what he truly believes. The third one is all of the racism, misogyny, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, every ism on the planet, which is a virulent strain of America's culture and has been there forever. Liz adds to this third point and says this: it's not just sexism, but we are in a rape culture. 100%, Liz. And I will add to this list of isms the concept of misogynoir. If you don't know what that is, go ahead and look it up. I'm not going to go into it because it is something that people have written PhD dissertations, but I will summarize by saying it is this weird blend, this very dangerous blend of both racism and sexism that is directed at women of color in this country. And rape culture is especially dangerous for women of color in this country. People are afraid, very afraid. We now seem to have that all in common. Liz also points out on information, I was surprised to hear of all the Fox News consumers I had pre-election conversations with now claiming that I, Liz, did not have all the information, that I, Liz, was the one who was ill-informed. I'm with you on that. It's a little shocking because I want to borrow the author of this piece that was published in Raw Story yesterday is by a guy named D. Earl Stevens. And he says this: I will not take even a scintilla of blame for supporting the smart, qualified career public service who understands the dangers of unchecked fascism and racism and was part of an administration that inherited an absolute dumpster fire from the SOB who attacked us And then they also provided 16 million jobs to the American public. So listen to me, is what D. Earl Stevens wrote yesterday in Raw Story. I have seen what the majority of white voters want because of what they take. Listen to what he lists. White voters want and take Social Security and Medicare. By the way, those are Democratic policies. They take the recent cuts in obscenely high drug prices. That was done by a Democrat. Take higher wages and better paying jobs. That wage increase, which isn't anywhere near where it should be, was greater in Joe Biden's term than it was in Donald Trump's. They take high-paying union jobs. Unions are supported by Democrats. They take the money from the American Rescue Plan. That was a Joe Biden policy. They take money for disaster relief. FEMA, the funding for FEMA, look at the votes that went down, y'all, because it was Republicans that voted against increasing funding for FEMA, not Democrats. The Joe Biden administration increased funding for FEMA. White voters, the majority of them, they take the millions of jobs from the once-in-a-century Joe Biden infrastructure law. They take good-paying jobs and starter money from the CHIPS and Science Act. They take the health care and Obamacare that doesn't penalize people for pre-existing conditions. That's a Democratic policy. They take child care tax credits. Democrats did that. They take free lunches for their children. Democrats did that. They take new broadband internet access in rural communities. Democrats did that. White voters take all of these things and much, much more that well-meaning, good-hearted Democrats have worked so hard to provide them during this administration and the decades before. So what does D. Earl Stevens say? Me, I support the party that is providing these whining babies all of this because it is the right thing to do. Even if these white whining babies refuse to grow up and get out of their own way to see it. We'll pick right back up where we left off when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Were you just thinking to yourself, man, I could sure use some Civic Media merch? I mean, who doesn't want merch? Merch is good fun, a little swag, if you will. You can get all of that and so much more for each of your local Civic Media stations. I play out on WAUK 540 AM all across southeastern Wisconsin, stretching down into Chicago. You can get that WAUK merch and support Civic Media by going to the Civic Media website. Check out our homepage and click on the store button in the right-hand corner. Get yourself hooked up with a little bit of WAUK gear. Gosh, Cardi, what the last thing I want to have happen is seeing my face on a t-shirt. Let's hope that we save the world from that terrible misadventure. You can get the WAUK 540 AM gear, folks, from Civic Media. Let's bypass my face on t-shirts. Heaven help us. If you want to check out that piece I was reading from in Raw Story by D. Earl Stevens, it is worth a read. It is pretty blistering. He points out what is, in my opinion, again, this fifth bucket, the fifth reason that Donald Trump won. Was that last week? My goodness. And that is this idea of false scarcity, which, again, metastasized with this American individualism. Individualism is the nice way to put it, right? The not nice way to put it is y'all selfish, right? Y'all selfish. You think the world is zero sum. You think there ain't enough to go around because somebody has been telling you that lie for the last 50 years. There is plenty to go around. We can all do better and we should be demanding better as the working people on whose backs this country is built and runs. Here's some facts if you're a conservative looking at me or looking at me on YouTube, perhaps, because we play out on YouTube, or hearing me on your radio, and you're saying, no, 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 the middle class is doing just fine. Check this out. In 1973, the top 1% income earners took home 9% of the total overall wealth and income created in that year in this country. Okay. Top 1% took home 9%. Okay. That's 1973. Check it. 2023, the top one took home 26.5% of the wealth and income in this country, y'all. We're getting played. So remember the five buckets, those are the facts that support bucket one, that people feel existential angst. They feel like they're getting screwed by the system or those people or whatever it is. Yeah, that's because the economics here are real. The middle class and working people are getting screwed. There's this really great Twitter post I saw the other day, and it showed a guy talking to his three-year-old, like very little kid, who is like, hey, can you explain to me how our economy works? And maybe probably not a three-year-old asking that question. And he basically went on a two-minute rant about the middle class basically gives their money to the wealthy. And the poor, the poorest among us basically get very little or nothing, or they get it from the working and middle class. So the middle class pays for freaking everything. But again, our money trickles up. It never trickles down. Always up to the guy that's cutting your paycheck. Oh, thank you. Thank you, mister, for the paycheck, or missus for the paycheck. But that money's going up, because I guarantee you, if you weren't creating more than what your paycheck costs and value for the business, your butt would not have a job. See, that's how it works. So I don't feel some overwhelming sense of deep gratitude for getting paid for my labor. Right? That doesn't make any sense. That's why they call it work. Otherwise, it's called volunteering, right? I mean, come on. It's that simple. Anyways, this piece, again, in Raw Story by D. Earl Stevens, really good. And he points out this is about selfishness. He goes on to say this: these whiny white people are angry because they've decided to stay in place and expect everybody to meet them where they are and see things their way. They want to be coddled and held. What did Donald Trump do for the middle class and working people in this country? Zero. He gave tax breaks to billionaires and multimillionaires who supported his run for office. And he wrote love letters to dictators, if that's your thing, who have now infiltrated our political system and completely jammed its gears to get elected. That's all he did, you know, aside from assembling a Supreme Court that believes that he should have unchecked power so that he is free to do whatever the earth he wants and strip women of control over their own bodies. All of that true, right? All of that true. And just to be very clear, there is nothing like Twitter owned by the actual president, Elon Musk, on the left. There just isn't. There is not an information ecosystem or an information swamp on the left that promotes the same level of acute, impactful, and results-oriented lies and misinformation like what happens on Twitter and many of the swamps on the far right. That is the information ecosphere, and it's promoting garbage. If you don't know what Cambridge Analytica is, again, that's like a two-hour show. Give it a Google. Give it a read this afternoon. You know, the interwebs exist. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Got some fun text coming in here from folks. Matt from Middleton: America is unique in this go-it-alone bootstraps mentality. Many other countries care more for the common good, a sort of cultivism with an open market. I don't know what cultivism is, Matt, but I'll say this. Back in like the early 2000s, I wrote a little piece, never could get it published, and it was called The Myth of Meritocracy, right? The Myth of Meritocracy. The myth of meritocracy in the United States is that, of course, if you work hard and you mean well, you're going to get ahead. Well, again, here's the facts. 1973, top 1% took home 9% of all the goodies. 2023, top 1% took home 26.5% of all the goodies. Boom. Here's another little statistic. This one's very good. And we'll get this in not before I have to go to the top of the hour. You want to know what's happened with productivity and wages from 1948 to date? Check it out. I'm going to have those stats for you at the top of the hour. We got to take care of a little business. News, weather, and sports are next. And then I'll be back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.